Hello, welcome to another episode of Accent Training with Venture English Institute. Today we're going to look at the second part of using the TH sound in English. Now, the TH sound in English can be one of the most difficult and confusing sounds to make for non-native speakers of English. In part two, we will focus on producing sentences and paragraphs that use the TH sound so you can become more proficient and using it on your own. Remember that there is an unvoiced TH sound and a voiced TH sound. The unvoiced TH sound you make by placing your tongue between your front teeth and allowing a little bit of air to flow continuously between the top of your tongue and the bottom of your top teeth. For a voiced TH, you place your tongue in the same position between your two sets of teeth, but instead of blowing air through, use your voice and allow the sound to vibrate against your teeth. All right, listen to these TH sounds. These are called initial unvoiced TH, which means that the sound comes at the beginning of the word. Think, thing, thoughtful, throughout, 30th, threat, thousand, three, thrashing, thin. Now, if you're following along with the reading, listen to these words in the sentences. Sentence number one, what do you think about my new outfit? Number two, what, that thing is so ugly. Number three, she is the most thoughtful person I know. Number four, I looked throughout my house for my lost keys. Number five, today is his 30th birthday. Number six, don't worry, he's not a threat. Number seven, that car costs $6,000. Number eight, those three boys are triplets. Number nine, quit thrashing and let me doctor your wound. Number 10, you need to eat more because you are too thin. Now compare those sounds to these, which are initial voiced THs, which means that the voiced comes at the beginning of the word. That, these, this, than, the, there, them, though, those, therapy. Now listen to these in sentences. Number one, that is my favorite sport. Number two, these shoes hurt my feet. Number three, this assignment is very difficult. Number four, my brother is taller than me. Number five, the storm barely missed our home. Number six, their motorcycle is very fast. Number seven, please don't tell them that I broke their favorite vase. Number eight, I ate some more chocolate even though I was already full. Number nine, will you please not wear those shoes inside? And number 10, he had to have therapy after his accident. Now here's a list of words where the TH sound comes in the middle of the word. These are unvoiced TH sounds, so we make this by putting our tongue between our teeth and allowing a little bit of air to flow through. Listen to these words. Without, anything, something, nothing, bathroom, athlete, Matthew, empathy, Kathy. Here they are in the full sentence. Number one, I'm lost without you. Number two, you can take anything you want. Number three, don't just sit there and do something. Number four, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. Number five, He is so relaxed, nothing bothers him. Number 6. Can you tell me where the bathroom is? Number 7. He is an incredible athlete. Number 8. Matthew is an incredible baseball player. Number 9. She had much empathy for her sick friend. And number 10. Kathy has already left for school. Now here are a list of words that are voiced, and the sound comes in the middle of the word. Listen to these. Bother. Either. Another. Father. Grandmother. Mouth. Neither. Northerner. Feather. Here they are in context of a sentence. Number 1. Don't bother coming to me. You can choose either one. Number 3. Can I have another cookie? Number 4. Your father is such a hard worker. Number 5. She made a get well card for her sick grandmother. Have you met my mother yet? Number 7. She mouthed for me to be quiet in the library. Number 8. Neither person knew how to fix the car. Number 9. You can tell he is a northerner by his funny accent. And number 10. I found a beautiful peacock feather at the zoo. Now here's a list of unvoiced TH where the sound comes at the end of the word. Final unvoiced TH sound. Math. Booth. Ruth. Mouth. Faith. Broth. Moth. Both. Froth. Sheath. Now notice when I say these sounds, it does not end in the hard TH sound which is commonly found in Hindi. It's not a T. It's a very quiet th. My favorite subject is math. Sentence number 2. We set up a booth to advertise for our store. Sentence number 3. Ruth is the kindest person I know. Number 4. You have such a big mouth. Number 5. I have faith that you will do well. Number 6. I only want chicken broth when I am feeling sick. Number 7. I found a huge moth on my favorite sweater. Number 8. Both of my brothers play sports. And number 9. You have froth on your lip from your Nescafe. And number 10. He bravely pulled a sword out of its sheath. Now here is a list of words that are voiced TH, and the sound comes at the end of the word. Final voiced TH sounds. Okay? Smooth. Breathe. Bathe. Clothe. Soothe. Loathe. Smooth. Here they are in sentence form. Number 1. The baby's skin is so smooth. Number 2. Please don't breathe in those harmful fumes. Number 3. After you bathe, you can go to bed. Number 4. She likes to clothe herself in fine silk. Number 5. He took medicine to soothe his stomach after eating 3 helpings of ice cream. Number 6. I loathe going to see the doctor. Number 7. Try to see if you can soothe the baby into going back to sleep. Number 8. If you don't bathe for 3 days, then you will really stink. Number 9. My little brother is learning to feed and clothe himself. And number 10. Please smooth out the bed cover. Now I'm going to read a series of paragraphs using both the voiced and unvoiced TH sounds, mixed paragraphs. Listen to the recordings and practice reading along with each paragraph. Read it quietly and read it out loud at least a few times so that you can get used to making these sounds yourself. Paragraph number one. I have three wonderful brothers named Theo, Matthew, and Garth. Theo is 13, Matthew is 23, and Garth is 30 years old. Even though we are all in different phases of life, we enjoy doing all the same things. On the weekends, we'll all like to get together and throw the football around or go see the newest movie at the theater. It doesn't matter whether we are doing something fun or nothing at all. We have a great time together. You'll notice from the reading in the paragraph that the unvoiced TH sounds are underlined and the voiced TH sounds are not. Paragraph number two. My husband is so uncouth. I can do nothing to improve him. Every time he finishes eating his southern fried chicken, he lets a big burp out of his mouth. Blech. He says his mother always allowed it. He even likes to leave the froth on his lips from his Pepsi just to bother me. He often looks like a sloth when he walks out of the door with his shirt untucked and his mismatched leather shoes on. I love him even though I'd rather not take him out in public. Although some ladies look for a smooth man, I would never choose another. Sloth or not, I am thankful for the man I married. Thanks for joining us in this episode of Accent Training with Venture English Institute. See you next time.